Welcome back, podcast family.
Yes, welcome back, y'all.
Just another quick shout out for your patience and continued support. Kara and I have a lot going on right now, and which we'll share with you. But we just want to always thank you all for being patient with us.
Yeah, we really do thank you all for being so patient and supportive of us during this time right now. So thank you again.
We're a little off our game, aren't we, Curry?
Yeah.
This might be a comedy show today. Oh, Lord. I'm just saying, everybody, I took pictures of all the buttons because it took me 20 minutes to figure out the buttons again. Curry, I'm like, this is never going to happen again. And Curry's like, yeah, I bet. But anyway, just again, thanks, everyone. And we haven't said for a while, just to remind people, especially we always forget that sometimes people, yep. Did you hear my ding? We're going to go with all the noises today and just pretend they're not happening. Because Kari's got five dogs where you are right now.
Yeah.
And we sometimes forget. I do know some people start from the beginning and listen to the episodes, but some just find us and start listening. So I'm just to do reminders that we have several Zoom support groups that we're doing, and they're all found under the announcements on the top of the Our Journey with Louie Body page and the Louie Body Roller Coaster page. So we have one Mondays and Fridays for anyone, whether we have Louie Body, you're seeking a diagnosis or your caregiver. Saturdays, there's one for spouses. Thursday afternoon, there's one for just those with Louie Body. Tuesdays, we have one now for widows of those with Louie Body. Did I get them all?
Yeah.
That's it.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. So just check at the top of the announcement. I mean, on any of the pages, on, I don't know, it's not called under announcements now, right?
No, they did away with it. It's at the top of the page. You can just, if you don't see it underneath the group picture, just scroll to your left until you see the one that is the Zoom announcement.
Mm-hmm. And somebody usually always posts it.
We post them every day of that there is a meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same Zoom link. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And just a reminder, if this is your first time listening, please feel free to share the podcast name with anyone in your family or the medical community, because it's important for everyone, for those living this right now, to hear from others with the disease. So it's you can just type in Louie Body Roller Coaster Podcast and it'll come up. So you don't have to have any special Spotify. You can listen to it on Spotify and Apple, but if you Google it's going to come right up.
Yeah. Also, I want to remind you all that if you'd like to be a guest on the show and share your story in hopes of helping others, just contact Linda Zappula or myself either through Facebook Messenger or through our email, which is louiebodyrollercoaster@gmail.com. We'd love to have you on the show.
Yep. And Curry's going to give a few shout outs to a couple new Patreon and GoFundMe supporters. And the links are always found. They're also somewhere at the top of the pages. And they're also found at the bottom of the episode notes when you click on when you click on where the podcast is. And just a reminder that Curry and I do not use any of the funds for ourselves. They're used to defray the cost of editing, monthly podcast hosting site, the Zoom links, and to help others in need that have Louie Body. So you're not just helping us keep the podcast going, you're helping others with Louie Body as well. So thanks again.
Yeah, and as a reminder, we're not giving medical advice. We're just sharing our open and honest feelings and our thoughts as we live with Louie Body Dementia. So, okay, now for a shout-out to some of our supporters. This week, we've got Beverly Weber, Emily Morrison, Carl Ladd, Karen Wright, and Nancy Rice.
Yep.
So let's get this week started. It's just me and Linda today having the fireside chat, as I call them, when it's just the two of us.
Yeah, and I do have several people lined up, and we are going to get to them. It's just I think I'm going to blame it on you this time because you're in your new little rolling around the neighborhood, rolling around right? Caney, Kansas.
My jazzy.
Your jazzy. You see, I couldn't remember what it was called. But we both have a lot going on. And if you've been following and on the Facebook pages, you know Curry's still in the middle of his move. And I think on our last episode, we talked about his jazzy where he's able to get around town. And now you have a flag and all these and lights. And
oh, yeah. I ordered me a headlight for it. I didn't know that they made headlights for it.
No.
And we found it online. And now I've got a headlight to go with my taillights.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything to be seen.
I'm telling you. I tried to find because somebody in the support group said you should have a set of dice hanging off them. But I went right after that meeting. I went on Amazon. And I'm like, I'm going to send these to them, even though I didn't know your address. But they only have the tiny ones that go in like the in your car.
Yeah.
Or you would have some.
I need the big fuzzy ones.
I couldn't find them.
But, yeah, it's been quite the adventure.
You know what? And I think we talked about this before. I know that was a really hard decision to make that move, but I think it was the best thing for you in your life, honestly.
Yeah, we do too. I mean,
you were the furthest you went was out to feed the chickens or go see the cows and the sheep. And now you're zooming around town and
I tell you, it had gotten really hard on me just going, getting up in the mornings and feeding the chickens and the goats had really gotten hard for me to do because of my short-windedness and the Parkinson's that I'm dealing with now. And the move up here really made a big difference. I don't know if it's the humidity or if it's, I'm just in a better time right now, but I still can't hardly walk. But I feel better. And actually, let me rephrase that. When I can get outside and get in my jazzy and go down around the neighborhood or downtown or wherever, it's like I feel better. No matter how bad I feel before I get in that thing and go, I feel better once I'm in it.
I think it's because you even look different. I'm just going to say, even though you still haven't been able to move into your new place yet.
Yeah,
which is going to happen soon. But you have a newfound freedom that you didn't have before, and you can just, and it's less humidity, I'm sure, there.
Yeah,
than it was in Texas. Yeah, we're all happy for you because I figure the days that I don't hear from him, he's out jazzying around town. And I'm like, I'm not going to bother him.
I do that. You know, I get up and go look at the garden every morning. My granddaughter's fiance and my son-in-law put a garden in here. So every morning I go out. It's about a 300-foot. Run out to the garden, you know. So I'd run out there and go around it and check everything and come back. And then I just piddle around outside here, you know, until I get good and awake. But it's been a good change.
Yeah. And you ride into town and get donuts and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Donut shops just right up the street, about four blocks. Mm-hmm. Main Street downtown's about six blocks.
Wow.
I tell you, I got in my chair the other day. It had like half a charge. And I thought, well, I'm going to get in this thing and run it down all the way down and then charge it back up with a good slow charge. I went out there and I circled this four block area seven times.
Wow.
And it never moved on the meter. So then I took off and went down the roadways and come back. And it still didn't move. So I give up on it. Then you're supposed to be able to go 15 miles on that thing. And I never thought it was possible. But as much as I traveled that day trying to move the needle on that battery, it never went down. So I finally just brought it back, plugged it in, and decided that was far enough. But yeah.
So for people who didn't listen to our last episode, we did what? Explain what your Jazzy is.
It's a mobility chair. It's a.
Is it called Jazzy?
Yeah, that's the name brand.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name brand of it, and top speed is like 4.5 miles an hour, which is pretty good clip, you know, really. But it's got an axle in front to keep you from tipping over. Then it's got the big drive axle, and then it's got wheels behind to keep you from flipping over backwards. And it's just since I've been talking about my Jazzy, there's some people in the group, a gentleman bought his wife a Jazzy, and it's really helped her get out and around too. And she was having a hard time with Parkinson's also. But yeah, and I also got me a new walker, and this one stands me up taller. I don't have to bend over to use it.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it's all been good. I still have bad days. I've had something going wrong now for a couple of weeks where I just don't feel good. I can't blame it on any certain thing. Linda always asks me, you know, what it is. Am I lightheaded? Am I foggy headed? Anything like that? And I just don't feel good. Don't feel good. So. Mm.
And for those, if you're listening for the first time, Curry's wife is named Linda also. So
yeah,
I am podcast Linda. It's interesting you say that because, you know, I had recorded Jim a lot more than I realized I was recording him. And, you know, we always say record your loved one with Louis for doctor visits, but I've been going back and looking in a lot of the videos, and there's times when I'm asking Jim the same thing. He's like, I don't feel good. And I'm like, you're lightheaded, you feel dizzy, the same, you know, I think we spouses and loved ones go through this, you know, list.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
if you can't pinpoint it, I would tell Jim on, you know, then don't fight the sleep. Just, you know, go rest when you need to rest.
That's the thing. I haven't been able to take a nap during the day until today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, and I've been up several nights in a row. Like this morning, it was 10:30. I got up at 6, and then I laid back down about 7. And next thing I knew, it was 10:35, and it was Zoom day.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for Tracy and Sam and Megan. They had already started the meeting, so I showed up late, and went outside and stayed in my Jazzy during the meeting and rode around.
Yeah, kudos to everybody who helps out, because I didn't have a very good night. We just say that, and I figure when you don't answer, I figure you're, you know, having a rough time or you're still sleeping, but. So you're still at your daughter's house maybe the middle of June. So you, when you sleep, are you in the living room? Or are you in the bedroom in a chair?
Well, they've got two living areas here. Mm-hmm. They gave Linda and I one of them, and they took the other one.
Okay,
so we're in the second living room, and they gave Linda a bedroom.
Okay,
and they had extra bedrooms, so Linda's in the bedroom. And I'm in my recliner out here in the living area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can sleep when you need to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's more commotion there than you're used to. So
there is. There's a lot more. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a lot. Well, inside animals, you have more.
Yeah. We got three big dogs. Three big dogs and two little ones, you know.
Yeah.
And the big dog seemed to bark at everything, and the squirrels here. The little dog, he loves to sit and watch the squirrels, and he's fascinated with them because they're about his size, you know. But yeah, they all bark at the slightest little thing. Mm. But hopefully we're supposed to close on the house June 9th.
Okay, that's good.
But the thing is, a tree fell on the house, and I didn't think it did any damage. It turned out it went through the roof decking in 3 to 4 places.
Oh, my.
So now, waiting on a roofer to come fix that. And, you know, it couldn't have happened at a better time. It's better to happen on their insurance than once we had it, you know?
Right, right.
So we're hoping that they get that fixed in time. And there were some things found on the home inspection that we're requiring that they fix. So they've got a few things to fix there and then make sure the roof gets fixed. And then we'll be able to move in. Hmm. So the ball's in their court now as to when we close.
Oh, okay. So it's still up in the air.
Well, hopefully they'll get it all done and we can close on the 9th.
Yeah, because they want it done. They want to close sooner than later, right?
Yeah. And we're going to go in and paint almost the whole inside, and going to paint the front porch. It's a red right now and looks terrible. We're going to paint it white and screen it in so the dogs can come out there on the porch with me.
Oh.
And then we got to paint the fascia and build a ramp onto the back door. And we're going to replace the tub with a walk-in shower.
Wow, that's good. You didn't bring the ramp that you had at your other house?
No. It was 32 foot long. Mm. You know.
It wasn't made for your... It was made for that.
So we just left it there.
Well, hopefully by the end of third week of June, was that the dogs barking? That was quick, Curry. I saw you turn mute yourself. I'm impressed.
I had my ear on the microphone icon just ready for it.
I'm impressed. That's all right. People know we got situations going. So I know this may be a stupid question. I probably should know the answer to this. Are all walkers made the same height? Aren't they adjustable?
No. They are adjustable, but they're not all made the same height.
Okay. So they only go so high. So if someone tall like you needs it taller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote that down because, I was like, I should know that. But Jim never got to the walker part. And I'm still, I just told Curry this, I think a couple of days ago, is I'm listing my house here in New Orleans area. Last month if I could have, but, I just can't. I love my son, and it's great that he's 15 minutes away, but, he has his own life. He's so busy. He's like his father. He works all the time, and I really need to get, he said something the other day to the realtor when she came. He said, the house served its purpose, and it, I'm sure I talked about this, and those in the support group know it's been really hard for me down here, just because I didn't think about my support group. Not going to cry today. Today's the day. I'm not going to cry on Zoom. On Zoom. So I don't even know what on our podcast.
It's okay if you do, though.
Yeah, but it, if I wasn't here, all three kids wouldn't have been here. Matt wouldn't have been able to be here from the Marines. And like, Andrew said, the house served its purpose. It's okay, And I have no sentimental value of this house.
Yeah.
And I did go up to New Jersey for 2 or 3 weeks to get my RV ready because it was winterized and that had a whole bunch of issues. But so I'm hopefully that at the end of this week, I'm thankful that I have that to go up and stay in, because I have, and it's basically I'm staying there for free because I'm on a friend's big property and they have solar and well water. Because I was like, tell me what your electric bill is. They're like, we have solar here. So I was thankful for that. So I am, even though we weren't able to use the RV like we wanted it to, I'm thankful I have, that to go up to New Jersey. And the first time I went up after his service, I know I told you it was really hard for me to drive around the town where we lived because it was where I was happy.
Yeah.
You know, it was where we had our happy life. And then I was like, oh, I can't move back there. And then I stayed down here for several months, which was probably not the best thing mentally for me. But this last time I went up there, it was better. You know, I still couldn't go anywhere near my neighborhood, but I was able to go out with a lot of teacher friends and just friends from the area. And that's
what you need.
That was helpful. Yeah. I know I can't stay down here by myself. It's not, being alone is not where you want to be when you're going through what I'm going through. So I just, honestly, it was, I just got to the point where I didn't know if I was going to make it if I stayed here anymore. So I just, I was actually in a support group with the widows, and I told them that. And somebody in the group said, you can't rely on your kids to be your social life at this point. And she didn't say it that way. She said it, however she said it, it just was like somebody knocked me over the head with something. Because the minute I got off of that Zoom, I went online and I booked a one-way ticket to New Jersey. And then my daughter's still here, and I said, can you give me a ride at the airport? They're like, she's like, where are you going? I'm like, New Jersey. I'm going north. And she said, when are you coming back? And I said, I don't know.
Right.
But I had to come back for my migraine treatments. And then I knew 2 days before I came back, I'm like, yep, I'm going to list the house when I get down here. So hopefully that'll happen in a couple weeks. But I do want to give a shout out. You all know of my friend Manny, who was helping me with Jim and who was helping me with the driving with the RV. His father passed away 2 days ago. Yeah. And so I did find a flight to go back up. So my 2 week timeline might be 3 at this point to list the house just to get it ready. So just send some prayers and thoughts out to him with his dad. Who recently passed away. But anyway, so that's kind of where my life has been going. And I'm not embarrassed to admit it's been really hard for me being alone, trying to deal with this. And that's, I don't recommend that for anybody. And we did talk in Zoom, you know, before when Jim was diagnosed, you know, 5 years ago, we immediately got his will done, and we thought we had everything so that it was in joint, both our names. And I was telling the group, the Zoom group, this past Friday, just even though you think you have everything done, just make a list of everything you know, from credit cards to bills to car insurance to your banking, and just call them again and double check. Because for 4 years, I've been doing all the banking, and then all of a sudden, I got a hold of one person when I had to call my bill pay, and they said I wasn't on the account. So I guess the bill pay is through the credit union, but you know, it was just a lot to deal with. Thinking I'm like, I'm a joint checking, you know, and so now I'm going back in the credit unions, making sure, like, all this time I wasn't on the bill pay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I was on the credit union, and for the past 4 years, I guess 2.5 years since I took over the bills, and even the morning of the day that they told me they wouldn't talk to me, I had talked to somebody to help me cancel something. But I got a hold of somebody who answered the phone and was like, no, we can't talk to you, even though I gave them all Jim's information, his social security, the whole 9 yards. This one lady was like, no, you're not even on the bill pay account. And I'm like, what? So I just throw that out there to everybody to just, it's going, and I know it's a pain, but it's better to do it now than to try to have to, because Curry knows I was like a mess trying to, I'm like, what do you mean I don't have access to, like, to be told you're not access to your accounts is kind of a scary thing. And of course, I called after the credit union hours closed. So they're like, oh, we have to call them, but they're closed now. So you're going to have to now wait till month. It was just, I just throw it out there to just make yourself a list and put all the, get it, you know, get a binder, put all the the name, the addresses, the account numbers, the phone numbers you need to call, and call again and just confirm that they have everything that they need. Like, after this happened, I know, like, the Sunoco gas card is in his name. We haven't used it because they don't have Sunoco in the South, but I'm like, when I go back up north there, if I have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I know they could add me, but they're going to want my, you know, my Social Security number, which, you know, I don't want any credit things done since I'm trying to buy another house. But it's just things like that, that if I would have taken care of even the Sunoco card when he was alive, because, you know, I didn't expect him to go so soon. Thought I had more time. So just think and pray you have more time, but assume you don't, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's very important to make sure that the spouse, the best thing you can do is put everything in the caregiver's name, mm-hmm. or the spouse's name. And if you can't do that, then make sure you're both on the account.
Yeah. Yeah, like my car is still in his name, and which is good for me when I have to apply for, you know, a new mortgage. And if you continue to pay it, it's, you know, it's not like they're going to come repossess the car because you're still paying it. So,
right.
Things like that. But it's, you know, after that incident with the credit union and the bill pay, I'm like, well, I know for a fact I can't get into that Sunoco card, but it is what it is. I'll deal with that when the time comes. But I know that's my advice. So we're going to, you know, we have plans to record again tomorrow. Hopefully we can record a couple. So we can get, you know, get to be more consistent, but we kind of wanted to get on and let everybody know, you know, where we've been for the last month or so. Cause Curry's been in and out of buying one or two, three houses,
three houses.
And kudos to you. He's really, you're doing the majority of all the legwork when it comes to the, you know, the bank and all that information, right?
No, Linda is really.
Oh, she is? Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were doing some of that.
I'm doing some of it, but she does most of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's still a lot, even, you know, someone without anybody. You know. So that's why we want to just come on and thank everybody for your patience.
You know, the first house we were buying, we found it online and made an offer on it, and they accepted it, and it come down to the day we got our financing approved, they said no, they backed out. So then we found the second house, and it was a smaller house, but it would work for us. That's what we wanted, was a small house. And we made an offer. They accepted that. Then they counteroffered, so we accepted their counteroffer. Then we had the home inspection on it. And then they decided, now we're going to pull it off the market and not sell it at all.
Well, I think it's because it had too much that needed fixed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this third house, we made an offer on it. They countered. We took their counter offer, and they've got quite a few things to fix before we close. And then the tree fell on it last week, you know? So it's been one thing after another.
Yeah,
we're going to get in there.
Yeah. So where you're finally going to end up, where is that in relationship to downtown? Is it closer, same distance?
No, it's a block further.
Oh, well, clearly you said your thing goes forever, so.
Yeah. And it's great where it's at, because we wanted to stay in this neighborhood by our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
there were some other homes we found on the other side of the highway, but they needed a lot of work. Plus, I didn't want to have to cross the highway in my Jazzy, and Linda wouldn't have let me cross the highway. So we got back over here in our daughter's area, and every house that we looked at, except for the first one, the other two had been just right within a block and a half of our daughter's house here, and our granddaughter's and her fiance's house. So it's worked out real well for us.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a relief for you. And can you hear my fan going here? I'm fanning myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what happens if you were a middle-aged woman, Curry. You would see that I'm... could see the Zoom.
Yeah, now, the good thing about this...
Go ahead.
Good thing about the house is it's got three pretty good-sized large bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And one of them is going to be my Zoom room, just strictly for that. Yeah, tell me my internet connection is unstable. Did I freeze up?
Nope, I still see it. You froze up, but I can still hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, it's still good.
But so I'll have an area back here where I can shut the door and not be bothered by the dogs.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, yeah, and so again, as we're gonna get ready to end, we just wanted to come on real quick and give you an update on where we are both and what we got going on.
I apologize because a lot of the missing here lately has been my fault, I think.
We've had our days.
Yeah.
But you're in the middle of moving and everything else, you had to go see the house. I mean, it's just been a lot. So,
yeah.
And what's great about our listeners is they understand. And what is good, what you've been able to do is sometimes you post an episode that, I think all of them are powerful, but ones that we think were the most powerful ones, like the ones on, you just posted the three on the skin test.
Yeah.
You know, for people to hear. So, and it is good. And I think I said this before, it is good that, you know, even if you listen, I think we're well into the hundreds of episodes, you know, and then even if you...
Yeah.
Listen to one that from like our second month, you know, you may be in a different place with the disease or you or your loved one may be. So we just appreciate everybody being patient, and our goal is tomorrow to record a couple more just to get back on track. Real quick before we end, I just wanted I think it's on Apple Plus, Michael J. Fox just came out with a movie. It's called Still. And it's about his Parkinson's. I did watch it. I did get that Apple Plus for free. You know, you get it for a week to watch it. It's very good, and tells you a lot of how long he had it before he let anybody know, and the progression of it. And he's been on the talk shows. You can see it. Parkinson's really progressed. But, man, he's still living his best life as best he can. So I will say it is hard to watch, you know, as the film goes on. But it's called Still, STILL. So if you haven't watched it, I'd say consider watching it. Or it just really gives people, I thought it, you know, what Jim didn't have as much as the Parkinson's as most people with Lewy body.
Mm-hmm.
Michael J. Fox doesn't have the Lewy body. Thankfully with what he's got going on, but his Parkinson's is really bad now. But he talks about how he lives with it. Like you said, he still has a lot of good years left, I think, living with it. Just like I think.
We hope so. Yeah.
I think Robin Williams would still be here if he knew, you know, because there's medicines to help. But anyway, I just go throw that out there because I just watched that movie. If you haven't heard about it. And anyway. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to quit for today. Let Curry go rest up so he can record tomorrow or go out on his Jazzy.
I want to make sure again, please let Manny know that he's in our hearts and our good wishes. Mm-hmm. And we're so very sorry to hear about his dad passing away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll let him know.
All right. Remember, folks, you can email us with suggestions on what you'd like us to discuss on future episodes, or you can ask any questions you have, and we'll sure do our best to help get the best answer for you.
Yeah, and I want to just throw out a last kudos and remind everybody that's listening is, and even in our support groups and on our support pages, it's just not me and Curry. It's a Louie family. There's about four of us at least that log into Zoom. You know, whoever gets in first, you know, like I didn't know Curry was still sleeping and I was not going to make it. So there's all, you know, it's not like the Curry and Linda show. It's the Louie family.
It sure is.
Zoom. And the same thing with the support pages. You know, there's people that post positive quotes every day. And, you know, Julie, we couldn't do this, just me and Curry. So we want to thank everybody who helps us through all that. And remember that Curry's doing a very good job at posting the links for the podcast when we get them done to both of the pages. And if you're interested in helping, as many have been stepping up, and I will say the majority of the people that are stepping up have Louie body.
Yeah.
Not, you know, caregivers do, but I think the Louie body people outweigh the non-Louie people, which there's still, you know, you can still do a lot of good even with this disease. So if you're interested in helping as a volunteer, just send us an email at louiebodyrollercoaster@gmail.com, because the more people who reach out, the more people we can help.
And I do want to, before we close here for good, we've had several new people be diagnosed with Louie, and some of them have contacted me and said, hey, I've been listening to the podcast and I really appreciate you, what y'all are doing. And so I think it's good that people are, I don't think it's good that they're being diagnosed, but I think that when they are, they're finding our podcast and listening to it. It never hurts. The reason I post repeats sometimes is because it never hurts to listen to the podcast a second time. You may catch something that you missed the first time.
Yep.
So,
I agree.
So, folks, if you want to learn how you can be a supporter of the podcast, just see the episode notes as we post information on that day on there. So, folks, thanks again for joining us today.
Until next week, this is Linda
and Curry signing off.